Have you ever wondered how those amazing fashion influencers make their videos? Well, today we're going to learn from Britta Tabor.
Don't care what they think about me. I'm going to age inappropriately.
Welcome to the Age Inappropriately Show.
Yes, I love it.
I'm Mandy Blackford, your hostess of Inappropriateness. And this is Britta Tabor.
Hello,
Tabor,
everybody.
Tabor.
I say Tabor, but Tabor. It could be Tabor.
Britta
I answer
Tabor.
To it all. Yes.
All right.
It has a little funk to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We like to keep it funky.
Absolutely.
Britta and I are coming to you today from Palm Springs.
Absolutely.
Palm Springs, California.
Yes.
Fancy, right? Yes. We're here for the Altitude Summit,
yep.
Also known as Alt Summit Conference.
Which has been absolutely amazing. We're in day two. The women, the vibe, the experience has been absolutely epic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a conference for fancy business lady entrepreneurs like us.
Mm-hmm. It's good to connect with women who are in your age range and you're in that same creative space trying to figure it out and how you bounce ideas off of each other to find your sweet spots.
Yes. Yeah. I call it my Sparkle Force Recharge.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I love that.
Being around like-minded women who are trying to do the same thing
Absolutely.
As you.
Absolutely. It's a very vulnerable, transparent space. And you're not learning by yourself. It's all a great learning opportunity. Absolutely.
Yes. And it's women who are in all different phases of their entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah.
Some people haven't started a business yet. Some of them have, you know, made millions of dollars and, you know, so.
And then there's folks like us still figuring it out.
Right.
On our way to our millions.
On the journey.
Yes.
On our way to the millions.
Yes.
For
that
sure.
Part.
Okay. So Britta gave an amazing talk yesterday about finding your hive.
Yes.
And building your hive.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The four easy steps were you have to show up, trust your gifts and talents, find your hive, and then have fun and do whatever it is your way.
What you're meant to do.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Your divine purpose, your calling, and tie it into your passion, that thing that really makes you happy that you want to share with the world, and do it unapologetically.
Unapologetically.
Yes.
And inappropriately.
And inappropriately. Absolutely.
I loved what you said yesterday about your gifts and talents.
Yes.
Can you share with the audience what your definition of gifts and talents?
Absolutely. For me, when it comes to your talent is like a fine wine. It is that thing that you hone on to and it gets graceful and even better over a time period. When it comes to your gift, it is that thing that you are born with, that is ingrained in your DNA, the person that you were supposed to be in the womb. You are the actual gift because there's only one of you in this entire world. So when you present yourself or when you show up at a particular event or a venue or a stage or whatever your
opportunity. Or even walking to the grocery store.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to present yourself as I am that. I'm that girl. I'm that chick. But not out of arrogance, but out of confidence.
That's
There's
right.
a difference between the two. Yeah.
Yes. I watched a video last week of Jack Black. Are you
he
familiar
is
with Jack
hilarious.
Black?
Hilarious. Yeah. Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
I have always thought he was very sexy, even though, like, if you just saw a picture of him, you wouldn't think he was sexy. And
no,
somebody
he has a good sex appeal. Yeah.
Jack Black is the definition of confidence equals sexy.
He is.
Right?
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. His personality is larger than life.
Yes.
And whenever he walks into a space, he just takes over.
And he acts crazy and, you know, does
yeah.
whatever he wants and doesn't worry about what other people think.
Absolutely.
And that makes me think he is so sexy.
Yeah. I can see that.
Right?
I can see that.
Yes. Confidence equals sexy.
Yeah.
So tell the audience the overview of Britta.
Oh, my gosh.
And what you do and why you do it.
Britta is so many things. I'm a plus size influencer on social media. I'm also a motivational speaker. I can also be a stylist. I can also be an author. That's going to be coming soon as well. But I think I find my true niche and joy in helping women get out of their box when it comes to their clothing. Some people are just so used to the norm and don't think that they can do it. But then when they see someone else with that inspiration, it's like, oh my gosh, if she can do it, I can do it too. Mm-hmm. So from there, it leads to helping them be more confident in their selections when they're shopping. And then not caring what somebody else thinks or has to say about what you wear.
Exactly.
If it brings you joy and it makes you happy, put it on. That's the bottom line.
Wear the damn thing.
And yeah, put it on. Absolutely. Have no regrets. Life is too short. If it makes you feel good, put it on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So how did you become an influencer?
Me becoming an influencer was truly a freak act of... Yeah, it just happened by mistake. My girlfriends were always saying to me, Britta, you need to post something on social media. You wear your clothes so well. And some of these big girls need to figure out how to wear clothes. I was like, I don't think it's a need for it, but okay, how do I do it? And they just said, whenever you go to work, just have one of your coworkers take pictures of you in outfits. Okay, that's how it truly started. But for me, it was more important to not just show up in a picture, but to show up in words to help encourage somebody else. So from there, a girlfriend of mine who owns Pink Sky Boutique in Atlanta, she said, I went to her store one day and I said, okay, I love purchasing your items. However, you never have stuff for plus size women. I said, I promise you, if you invest in it, we will come. We will buy it. Mm-hmm. So she said, okay, if I do so, I need you to be one of my models. I'm not a model. I know I'm a woman who wears my clothes well, but when I think of models, I think of runway. I think of, you know, the smize. I don't have that in me.
Top model.
Right, that part. But it created an awesome opportunity to do it imperfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be polished. Women just want to see women that look like them, that vibe like them, and that will potentially wear something that will inspire them.
Yes.
So from there, I started working with boutiques. I tried to reach out to the big brands, but that's like... fishing in the ocean when you're Nemo, it gets very frustrating and it can put a lot of self-doubt in what it is you're trying to do. So for me, it turned into, I want to work with people who want to work with me.
That's right.
So anytime I would shop online, I would tag the boutique owner and just kind of build the relationship. And one boutique owner out of Texas, she had a mentorship program with over 100 boutique owners. And she said to them, I don't know who this lady is, but every single time she posted something that belonged to me, it would sell out and I would have to restock it. So if you ever have to work with an influencer, I'm going to suggest you reach out to her. And in that moment, all of a sudden I'm at home minding my business. And I start getting these cash apps, $2,500 here, $1,000 here. And we want to work with you. This is my retainer. And I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I text one of them and said, hey, I think you sent me some money by mistake in my cash app. I'm going to send it back to you. And she says, well, no, Miss Martha mentioned your name and I wanted to get to you before everybody else. So that's how it started. Mm-hmm. So to build those relationships with those women and help them see their brands grow.
And you would never even talk to Miss Martha.
Never had a conversation with her. So for somebody to tie their name to you without knowing, that was the biggest part. And then we partnered on some things and it just took its own, it erupted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say anybody who wants to be in this particular space, trust you, trust your gut, trust what you can do, because sometimes the way everybody else is telling you to do it, it may not work.
Mm-hmm.
Do what feels good to you and figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, before you even became an influencer, how did you find the confidence to wear whatever you wanted to? Was there a certain thing that made you realize something, or have you just always been that way?
I have always been this way. My parents did an amazing job of, as I would say, gassing me and my sister up before they let the world pick us apart for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us so much confidence in the fact of, hey, you know, you're the only one that looks like you, shaped like you in this entire world. You're a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I am, aren't I? You know what I mean? And my mother, she was a seamstress. So when it came to clothing, she was a great thrifter, would put us in all of these beautiful, wonderful things. But because of my body shape and type, I developed young. Mm. I had boobs and booty from day one. So she saw it coming. So when it came to wearing really nice pieces that would cater to my shape, mm-hmm. but not too revealing, she made them in a heartbeat.
That's
so
wonderful.
She helped me discover what it is to not have clothes wear me, but me wear it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. So I've always been a lover of clothes, a lover of shoes. I got it from her. When it came to, if she had a black shoe, it was a black fat, a black kitten heel, a black pump, a black boot, a black lace-up, a black patent leather, suede. Absolutely. It was all of the things. So she introduced this to me at a very young age, and it just took flight ever since.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you have The Hive.
Yes.
And that is your group of women that you mentor?
Is it a community?
Like, describe The Hive for me, please.
The Hive for me is a community. And I wanted to create some sort of curriculum or courses because people love the one-on-one time. But because I have a full-time job, I'm a caregiver of two individuals, I have two dogs. That was a lot to try to build that and to be able to give all of me to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the community is there and I chime in with them regularly. So now I'm at that space of trying to create those opportunities of retreats, girls' trips, or those one-on-one conversations virtually, because a lot of my audience isn't in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we figure out, how do we meet up? How do we figure those things out? And we thank God for social media because it gives you those opportunities to do so.
Great.
Yeah.
If somebody in the audience wants to join The Hive, how does that happen? What's that like?
Well, they can, one, follow me on social media. I just recently changed all of my handles, so this is a different experience as well. So now I'm under The Britta Tabor. And Britta is like the water filter, but two T's. That's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And my website is thebrittatabor.com.
Okay. I'll put all that in the show
yeah.
notes too. How did you get your speaking gig at Alt Summit? And are you doing any other types of speaking engagements that we can
my goodness.
Tell the audience about?
So where I go to church, I am one of the overseers for our women's ministry. So speaking has never been a thing for me, but now it's getting to a place where it's outside of that box of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to the Alt Summit from last year, I had a round table talk. And it was absolutely amazing. And it was like, oh my God, this thing gets contagious.
Mm-hmm.
To see those women not only hearing and feeling and leaving with something and leaving changed, it said to me, okay, this
you
could really be a thing.
This.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have people like Lori, who put a battery in your back and say, oh my gosh, you need to be the keynote speaker for next year. Huh? Who says that? Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
But that really spoke to who I am and what it is that I'm doing. And you never think about your true potential until somebody can actually tell you. So for that reason, I submitted this year to do a pitch. I did two of them. So when they accepted it, it was like, oh my God, I'm speaking at the Alt Summit. This is a big deal. So I'm just excited about it.
Britta and I will be both presenting sessions at the Live Courageously Rebloom Conference,
yes.
The first annual.
Yes.
Or the inaugural, is that what they say?
Yeah.
The first one. The inaugural Live Courageously Rebloom Conference, hosted by the one and only Miss Lori Siebert. It's at Richwood on the River in Kentucky,
yes.
which is an amazing place that
yes.
I have been a couple of times with Lori to take art classes. She has an amazing silo there that she has painted, and it's really fun for photo opportunities.
Oh, I love it.
It's a beautiful area, and it's right on the river across from the cutest town, which is Madison, Indiana. Not Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Indiana.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be there. Other speakers include Joe Packham.
Ah!
Right. We're fancy business lady speakers. Whoop, whoop. All right. Is there anything else? Any Britta nuggets of wisdom that you would like to impart to the audience before we do something fun?
I think my only wisdom will be that, you know, life is too short. There are so many dreams that go to the grave. And I have learned as a 52-year-old that this is the best season of our lives. So if there's something you want to do, do it. Try it. The only time you fail is when you don't. So no matter how big or small you may feel it is to you, it's going to be big to somebody else. And it's going to impact them in a beautiful way. So go out there, be great, be shine.
Be shine.
That part.
I love it. Yes, Britta and I are both 52 years old.
Yes.
I know you would never think
so. You could
so.
Never tell.
But, yeah.
Never tell. We 52. Make it look so good.
And reinventing ourselves.
Yeah.
Starting new businesses.
Yes.
Dressing like we want.
Absolutely.
Not worrying about what other people think.
Nope.
And how happy. I mean, like, when I figured that out a few years ago, I have never been happier.
Yeah, it's refreshing. It's liberating. It's freeing. You ought to try it.
We seriously recommend it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So now, in case you're not familiar with this amazing lady or have seen her feed on Instagram, she makes the most fun videos showing outfits. Is that the right way to describe
that,
it?
That's the right way to describe
she's a,
it.
She's a fashion influencer.
Yeah.
So she shows her fashions in the most creative and fun way. You can't stop watching them. When you see her, you're like, oh, I gotta watch this. And I've been dying to know.
Drum roll, what are we gonna do?
How you make those videos. So if you don't mind divulging some trade secrets.
I don't mind divulging secrets because it's really not a secret. It really isn't. my father is a retired talent agent.
Oh.
So I had the opportunity to watch him all of my life.
Oh, wow.
View footage, cut footage, review headshots for his clients.
Okay.
So it is something that I have seen all of my life.
Cool.
So when it comes to editing videos, it's just important, no matter how you end one, you have to start the next one the same way. So for instance, when it comes to what we call transitions, when you're trying to transition an outfit or a hairstyle or whatever, anything you see on social media that's a transition, if I started with a snap, after I change my clothes and I go into the next video, I have to start it with a snap. If I end it with a pull off, then I have to start the next one with a pull off. So it's just a matter of being consistent. It's a matter of having a good editing app. I use InShot, you like CapCut.
Mm-hmm.
Those tools are the best thing ever in life, and they will help you minimize your videos. They will also, you could add filters, you could add transitions, you could add
funny text.
Effects, all yeah. of that good stuff. So find you a good one that you can maneuver in, and it's easy. I told her after I show her, she's going to be like, is that it? Yep, that's pretty much it.
We're going to show all of you.
Yes.
And if you are thinking about being an influencer,
yeah.
maybe this is your moment where you're going to learn the secret.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Let's do it. Woo!
Okay. So Britta is figuring out where we should shoot our wardrobe. How are you figuring out what looks good?
The most important thing is to figure out lighting.
Okay.
If the lighting works, then we're good to go. Then we also just need to, I like to make sure we have enough room on the sides of the video and it's not too much up here and
okay.
everything is just kind of evened out. So I'll kind of play around with it, just kind of get my placing of where I am. I'll make a couple of footprints in my head of, is this a good spot? Is this a good spot?
Okay.
And then I'll go back and look at the recording.
And you're recording yourself
exactly.
right now to just
yes.
kind of test it out. Okay. So then on her phone, I don't think we can see because it's too bright, but she'll test and figure out which spot looks the best.
Can,
all right. So what did you, just told me that you
I'm gonna
record
be standing
the whole time.
In, I'm going to stand in the video and just kind of do my, hey, and then I'm going to tell you to come into the frame.
Okay.
And then you're going to just look like,
what's
going to happen here? Right. And then I'm going to be like, don't worry about it. And I'm going to go here and act like I'm pulling
okay.
the clothes off. Okay.
All right.
So here I am. Ha ha ha. But don't be so far. If you're like right on the edge of the grass.
Me?
Yeah. But remember where you're standing.
I'm
there
standing
you
in
go.
The middle of the grass.
Right. And we're going to look at this funky outfit. Like, And then I'm going to pull.
Okay.
But I need you to pay attention to them, not me.
Okay.
And then whatever you're doing, wherever I pull from, if your hands are where they are, uh-huh. that's exactly how we're coming back. So okay. remember the last position.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Go out. Let's try it. All right. Go change.
Okay.
And so I won't lose my mark. I'm just going to take my shoes off to know where I was standing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is she. Okay.
So again, remember, you have to, however you end it is how you start it. So I'm going to act like I'm pulling the clothes off. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, that's cute. Oh, high five. Ah. That's our next transition.
Okay. High five.
Uh-huh. Ah.
I've got one.
And you're
going to
have on a new outfit.
Okay.
Go change.
All right. Unzip. She does.
Uh-huh. It keeps.
I had right foot forward.
Yep.
Ready? High five.
Ooh, look at Hi. That. Yes. Go to the next one.
I got this. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank mm-hmm. you, Britta. I'll do it myself.
Well, can you do it?
Pow.
Okay. Now, we're going to do this again because okay. you took too long.
All right.
Okay. Ready? Start here.
Okay.
It was good, but you don't want them to get lost in right. waiting for the next one. Right.
Right. Okay.
Ready? And, oh, that's good.
Okay. Sassy. I think I got this.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll do it myself. And bam.
Next
right?
outfit.
Bam.
Yep.
Okay.
They are a mess.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So when we tap out of this one, mm-hmm. remember you're tapping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, at the end, after you do that, I'm just going to say, I'm done. You got this from here.
Away.
I'm going to walk away.
And I'll take a bow.
And no, you're going to transition into your last outfit by yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
Remember, this is going to be the tap. And I'm going to, oh my God, you got it. And I'm gone. Slide over to this middle okay. line. And then, you know, I got this. What I want you to do is to do a snap.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You ready?
I was doing this, right?
Uh-huh.
Like this?
Yes. But do a quick away. So it's like, what? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Ready?
Ready? And.
What? Look at my fabulous outfit. What you think?
Then slide over.
All right. And snap.
Yes. Perfect.
I got it.
Andy, can I just say you are rocking those Lily Pulitzer pants?
Wow, you look great.
Like
girl.
Nobody's business.
Right?
Oh,
I just lost 50 pounds, Daddy-O.
Woo!
So.
Yes!
Okay, so I was... Right?
Yep.
Were you standing down like that? Was she crunched?
She was crunched, yep. Do it one more time, but make it a little more dramatic.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh, 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 ooh. And do your peace out and roll. Yes. Perfect.
That was so fun.
Amazing.
Thank you, Britta, for
You're
telling
welcome,
me
my
how
love.
To do a video. So fun. But I have to say, it's exhausting being Britta.
It
like all those costume
tell me about
changes.
It.
I worked up I'm
a nice little sweat.
Bit. I worked up a little sweat. But it was fun. Thanks for being on the show, Britta. I love you.
I love you more. Don't
care what they think about me. I'm gonna age inappropriately.